The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with...
the Sam Brewski, and welcome to Hoop Ball Grizz.
There's no other Sam Brewskis? You're the only one?
Yeah.
I don't...
There's actually one in Texas that's a doctor... But he's not Sam M. Brewski.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's so, like Sam J. Brewski or something.
I guess he is our Sam Brewski. We'll take it.
That's right. Woot.
We are post-game. After the Grizzlies move one game above 500, final score of the Grizzlies-Mavericks game, 121-107. Grizzlies are 26-25. Good for a three-game lead over the Spurs and the eighth seed. And it's looking more and more every day like this Grizzlies team is for real.
The quest for 35.
Man, with...
Nine more.
They have 32 games to go.
To win nine more.
They have to win one out of four games in order to get to 35. The way they're looking right now, that's... I don't see it as a stretch, man.
Do I look like a genius or what?
You look like a lucky ass. That's what you look like.
Lucky
that's all
ass?
That is. That's 100% luck.
That's all right. I'll take that.
Anyway.
Anywho.
It has been a busy night, and I'm going to apologize up front, right off the bat. Actually, I'm going to start with something else.
Uh-oh.
My kid called me an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Because he thinks I don't understand how the All-Star voting works. So, Sam and I kind of talked about the All-Star voting, right?
Yeah.
Nehemiah listens to the podcast, and he's like, Dad, do you not understand how the All-Star voting works? So, let me say this. The point that I was trying to make about the All-Star voting, when I said that the public should vote for starters. I'm aware that your votes, when you're voting for the All-Star game, goes to the starters. What I was saying is, instead of people being idiots and wasting their vote on guys like Caruso and Taco Fall, they need to be putting those votes in places for guys that deserve it, like a Devin Booker.
Or Bradley Beal.
There are guys, obviously, that are better than Devin Booker, but the type of season that Devin Booker is having, I would have no issue with Devin Booker starting in the All-Star game.
Not at all.
So I know that the fan vote goes to who the starters are, but what I'm saying is, okay, you can still have that vote, but instead of it going down like that, the coaches pick the All-Star team, our media... Whichever way you want to split that. I don't have an exact plan worked out. I didn't try to work out all the logistics because I'm just sitting here doing this podcast and my input has zero to do with anything that's going to happen with that. But be like, all right, here's your list of the 13 guys that are going to be on the East and the West All-Star team. Or 15, whatever they do. Do they do 13 or 15?
I don't know. I think it's 13, but don't quote me. So, we're going to say 12.
Anyway, yeah, we'll just throw random numbers out there.
12.
And I should know that, but it's the trade deadline. I've not really been paying that much attention. And to be honest with you, I don't really watch the All-Star game because it's not really a game.
Last one I watched was in 2016.
Yeah. Sorry, you're going to hear notifications. I'm still watching the trade deadline, and that's why.
It's trade day.
So that's where I was going. So anyway, I am well aware of how the All-Star voting works. I was just saying I think that it is flawed because you get a bunch of crazy stuff and a bunch of votes that get wasted on guys that don't deserve votes.
Like people voting for Zaza Pachulia a couple years ago.
Exactly. So anyway, I'll get away from that. But I didn't tweet out as much as I wanted to tonight. I was trying to watch the game, but... Man, the NBA trade deadline is at 2 o'clock Central tomorrow, 3 Eastern. And it has just been nuts. Like, KJ, Kelsey, tweeted out about everybody refreshing their feed like 200 million times an hour. And I'm like, yeah, Woj knows. He's 100% trolling with all these extra tweets about stuff that, you know, this team is talking to this team and this is this. And so it has been a crazy night. I've been trying to keep up with that to look and see. Great news for the Grizzlies. Iguodala is officially out of town.
Bye, Felicia.
We are going to cover the trade. We're going to have a trade deadline podcast. We will do that probably Friday, and then maybe cover a little bit of post game. But we're going to wait till the smoke settles. By Friday, when we go live to do that podcast, we're going to have all the information.
We will know 100% what went down.
We know that Winslow is coming to Memphis, and Iggy, I would say, is leaving Memphis, but he never actually really came to Memphis. But anyway, so he's gone.
Face.
And I'm glad that he's gone. I didn't really care what the return was. I was just ready for the circus to be over.
You know, if they just sent nothing, I'd be all right with that, too.
Yeah, they can just give us some cash considerations.
That's
they
fine.
Can pay a salary.
They didn't have to send that.
Yeah.
Just get rid of him.
They
opens
did get
up a roster spot.
The front office didn't already get a first-round pick just for taking him. So whatever they add to the top of this.
That'd be all right.
And the latest tweet was from Woj talking about weaving in OKC. So a three-team trade. So no telling what else is going to come over. It's three-team trades are kind of weird. You got to get you get a third team in for salaries, and Miami is getting a third team in because they want Gallinari.
Yep.
So
well, there was a four-team deal that was absolutely insane. Try changing out your cards trying to follow that trade. That was insane.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not messing with that. I'm gonna wait till all of this is done, and then I'll mess with all of mine. Like I did,
and I'm not doing it again until it's done.
Yeah. So let's jump into the game. We'll get, like I said, Friday we will come with a post-trade deadline. And you know what? I don't have a ton going on Thursday. We may bust it out tomorrow, possibly. We'll see. We'll kind of see. You know, there's no Grizzlies game, and that may be a good day to do it. We may release one Friday morning. Thursday night, Friday morning, we'll see. We are going to, we'll definitely 100% do a post-trade deadline podcast. If it's Thursday or Friday, we'll see. We're going to try for Thursday. Can't guarantee work schedules may not work out. May not have all, like, we're going to have all the details just because of when the trade deadline is done. So, got to have some time to sit back and gather thoughts. We'll see. So, again, final score tonight's game. Mavericks, Grizzlies at Dallas. Grizzlies go into Dallas, beat a Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic-less
there
Mavericks
we
team.
I just threw it all together.
I practiced it the other day because I heard one of the commentators say it, and I tried to say it, and I did the exact same thing you did. So
yeah,
it's hard. But I practiced it.
Tough.
I got it.
Stumbling. So beat Dallas. They improved to 26-25. And it was interesting because there were no indications that anybody was really setting out. And then in the warm-up line, Jay Crowder and Solomon Hill get pulled. There's no details on if they're indeed traded. There's nothing yet, but they are at least in talks, you would think, is why they're pulled out of the line, because neither of them have been on the injury report. Jay was a little bit, but he's healthy right now. So that's another, man, trade deadline making it interesting. Kyle Anderson, we're going to run through some stats real quick. Kyle Anderson had the most Kyle line of all time tonight. 6-5-6 and a steal. Jaren Jackson had 19-6, 3 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. JV kind of struggled a little bit. He couldn't keep up with Porzingis. And Porzingis, he's a 7-footer. But he's athletic, man. He is, like, Porzingis and Jaren Jackson Jr., that's a better matchup than Porzingis and JV.
Yeah.
JV
absolutely
is more of a traditional big man. And, you know, he's starting to shoot the ball from outside a little more. Mm-hmm. But he's not, like, your more athletic big guys, like an Anthony Davis, Kristaps Porzingis.
Porzingis is shooting it from outside like crazy now, too.
Yeah. Yeah,
I watched the other night where he had like six of them or something. It was done. I don't know if he had that many, but he had a bunch.
Quite a few.
He had a bunch.
Yeah.
So might have been seven.
JV 8-10, and like I said, that matchup just it wasn't good for him. Dylan Brooks 13-6-2-2 steals. Ja Morant 21-1-3. Brandon Clark had 18-6-3 and a block. Tyus Jones had a monster third. What did he have? I think he had 12 or 13. He had 12 in the third. 12 points in the third. 19 points total. 2 rebounds, 3 assists. De'Anthony Melton filling up the stat sheet again. 10 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. And Josh Jackson getting some playing time. You love to see it. And I was – that's one of the things. I had a conversation. This guy said – like there was a tweet, and it was talking about the amount of games that Winslow has missed since the 2015-16 season. And – the tweet was, this is why I'm holding off on where I stand on this trade. And my rebuttal to that, I'm like, okay, you have that right to be like, to show your reservations. Like, you don't know about Justice Winslow. But let's rewind this trade. Before we get any other details at all about that. Anyway. I'm glad Josh Jackson was not sitting out. But before we get any other details of this trade between Miami and Memphis and possibly OKC, we'll see where that goes. Memphis got a first round pick to take Iguodala's contract. They then traded Iguodala because he didn't want to play in Memphis. In my opinion, he's looking awful dumb right now. Because, you know, nobody thought that Memphis would be where they're at. Nobody.
I did.
Whatever. No, you didn't. You threw a number out there. You got lucky.
And I was hoping.
That is what
and
it is.
I was hoping.
You can hope that they were going to be there. You can hope that, but you didn't actually think that they were going to be there this early.
Why wouldn't I?
Sam, I'm not. No, I'm not even going to entertain that.
He's just
you
mad.
Can't. I'm not mad. It's
he's
fine.
Just mad.
Look, they have already exceeded my prediction for win total this year.
They have exceeded like everybody's besides mine because I pulled some crazy number. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, 35. You know what? And I'm owning it.
Yeah, of course he is. It's easy when they're sitting here winning. They've got half. Well,
I was
a little bit less
anyway.
They're 50 games into the season and they're nine games away from his prediction. So, you know, it was a good guess.
I'm not even.
I'll give you
I'm
that.
I'm not even afraid to say 40.
We'll see. There's still a lot to see, and the Grizzlies have a tough like after the All-Star break. They've got a pretty tough schedule.
Yeah, I know.
The overall win percentage for teams after the All-Star break for the Grizzlies,
it's
over 500. I think it's like, I want to say
so
maybe
like
540 or something like that.
7% chance of winning at this point.
7%.
7%. I'm also a math whiz.
Maybe slightly higher than that. We'll see. So it's
8%.
Nobody other than Sam, and he's dreaming. Don't let him sit over it. Like,
oh, no, I woke up a long time ago.
He 100% pulled 35 out of his butt.
Do you remember the conversation where I said 35?
Man, I would have. We've got it recorded, and I can go back and listen to it.
No, it's not recorded because we actually had it at the game with Emily and that other dude.
That's where
35 came from.
But we were sitting there, like, we done a podcast, and we done our win predictions.
Oh, yeah, but
yeah,
no, 35 came before that, though. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, anyway, it's – I'm glad. I'm glad that they're where they're at. If you were in Vegas betting on the Grizzlies and you took the over prediction, I think you're in pretty good shape.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Vegas shot pretty low with the Grizzlies, so
–
yeah, speaking of betting,
uh-oh.
Have you guys checked out HoopBall's latest podcast, HoopBall Gaming? These guys are putting on a show over there. They're doing well. The guys are going 5 days a week. They've gone even 6 days a week. I don't know if they pulled off 7 days yet, but they have been busy over there and doing pretty well. Doing really well. The new show is Hootball Gaming. You can find them on Twitter. They're at Hootball Gaming. And they're sitting down. They're talking to you about basketball, obviously. But anything. They're going to give you their thoughts. If they see a line that they like, they're going to talk to you about it. They're going to bring it. And if you're going to listen to the podcast and you're going to bet, go to mybookie.ag. We've been talking to you about MyBookie since before the Super Bowl. Now the Super Bowl's come and gone, and mybookie.ag is still running the promo. The show's code has changed. It was Grizzlies. It's no longer Grizzlies. The show's code at mybookie.ag is now today. It's that simple. T-O-D-A-Y. Go over there. MyBookie is going to match your initial deposit 50% up to $2,000. So you deposit $2,000, they're going to give you an extra $1,000. Just like that. Just by going over there, mybookie.ag, creating an account, using the show's promo code today, you get free money. MyBookie has more lines and better odds for the players than any other online booking site. And they've been around. They're a trusted name. They got fast payouts, guys. If you, whatever you want to bet on, if you know, basketball, baseball, football, whatever it is, go check them out, mybookie.ag. They're going to have what you're looking for over there. They've got a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week customer service team. They're there for you. They're dedicated. They're ready to answer your questions if you have any problems. Call them up. Check them out. They've got parlay wagers. If you don't want to just bet on one game, you want to pull a bunch of them together and win bigger, mybookie.ag's got you covered. Again, the show's promo code is today. And when you go to MyBookie, you set up the account. Hootball is giving some stuff away right now. Dan has tweeted out about it. Go find him. He's at Dan Besseris on Twitter. And get the details on how you can get some Hootball swag.
Woot.
So, the podcast at Hootball Gaming on Twitter. You can find it on any podcast format like iTunes, Stitcher, iHeart. Anywhere that you can find podcasts. The podcast is up and rolling right now. The website, mybookie.ag. Go check them out. Win some money. These guys are doing great work over there. I swear I'm seeing, like, Devin is all over Twitter. Devin and Ira are putting in the work. And it's more than just those guys. Those are just guys that have caught my eye today with lines. They're like, boom. Check this out. Go win some money, man. Go check it out. It's worth your time.
And the code is today. So that means do it today.
Today.
Be like Nike and just do it.
There it is again. The signature line.
Yep.
He tries to sneak it in every single show.
Every day.
I'm going to get a dart and hit him in the throat next time.
Do it. I won't have to go to work then. Do it.
And I'll be honest with you, tonight's game, I had it on, and I was watching kind of period. Like when Tyus got hot in that streak, I was watching that. But I was so busy watching this trade deadline stuff that I missed a lot of the things that happened. Like I would, if a big play happened, I would have to catch a replay or pause it and rewind it.
I had the trade stuff up on mine, too, while I was doing other stuff.
It I had and my phone and my iPad right there, like, just constantly. Like, I'd be reading or tweeting at somebody on my phone and then constantly reload my iPad to try to keep up with everything that's going on. So, there's more than just the Grizzlies trade. Mm-hmm. But I'm not worried about those. I'm worried about what's going to affect the Grizzlies and this win total and the team of the future. And look, man, I got completely sidetracked on the Josh Jackson thing. I was talking about how I'm glad that he's playing and missed my whole story, the whole reason I even went into that story. The conversation, we're going to back it way up here, Sam.
Whoa, that's way back there.
Way back there.
Whoa, that's all the way over there.
Yeah. So the conversation was this. The guy said that he's holding reservations. He's got reservations about the Justice Winslow deal. He doesn't know how he feels about it right now. Cool. Okay. I can give you that. But the Grizzlies made this trade for Iguodala, right? When they bring Iguodala to Memphis, we're just going to call it that. Everybody knows that that's not exactly what happened because he never came.
diva. I waited.
So they brought him to Memphis. They get a first round pick for him. They then trade him to Miami and get Justice Winslow in return. We know nothing else about this trade right now. So if that's all they get in return, what are they losing?
Nothing. Iguodala don't even play.
They got a first round pick. If Justice Winslow comes to Memphis and he's not healthy,
you got a first round pick.
He's not healthy. You still have the first round pick. And the biggest thing for me is because of the talk. You never know. There's been talks of, you know, Jay and Solo and JV, and there's even been talks about Dylan, and like there has not been a, like, there's guys that are off limits, right? Brandon Clark's not getting traded. Jaren Jackson's not getting traded. Ja Morant is obviously not getting traded.
If they do, they better get freaking, I don't know.
No, they're not getting traded.
I'm just saying, though. They better get something text.
So there were talks of Josh, but none of the young guys were setting out. And that's what I was saying to him, you know. I asked the guy, I'm like, what have they lost? If Justice Winslow doesn't pan out, what have the Grizzlies lost? And he's like, well, we don't really know yet because we don't have all of the details of the trade. I'm like, all right, man, I'll give you that. That's facts. We don't have all of the details of the trade. But none of the young guys were sitting down tonight. The only guys that were held out of the game were Jay Crowder, which has been very influential in the way that this team is playing. He's kind of struggled a little bit as of late, but he has had a huge impact on these young guys. And then Solomon Hill. That's it. Those are the two guys that we know are in this. It is, like, I don't care. I'm not going to say I don't care. I like Jay Crowder. I like what he's done. I like the fact that they brought him here and the things that he's brought to this team. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Anthony Sane right here before I go any farther. Anthony Sane basically wrote like a thank-you article to Jay Crowder and how he was classy. And go check it out. I've retweeted it from my account at DWill2111 and the show's account at HoopBallGrizz. Go and find that. Go check it out. It's a great article that Sane wrote. And he writes a lot of good stuff, man. But I retweeted that because I wholeheartedly agreed with what he had to say in there. And I'm thankful for the way that Jay Crowder has brought the right things to Memphis when he could have been a diva and probably more deservingly so than Iguodala. And I understand what kind of hardware Iguodala comes with. I get that. But at this point in his career, 36, is he going to bring you $30 million worth of play? No.
Probably not.
No. Like, he 8 points, 5 points a game, whatever it was, in Golden State, it was not much. And there's not enough gas in that tank for him to be a Finals MVP again. You won't convince me of it. I've been wrong before. I sure hope I'm not wrong again, because if he wins a title, it's just going to make me hate him even more. But anyway, I'll get away from that. But yeah, so the guy that was tweeting, I'm like, cool, I understand. We don't know what else we're going to lose. But the Grizzlies are in a good spot. They're not losing any key components to this core. And that is huge. Kleinman is killing it, doing a great job. We'll see what happens. So I've got nothing else. Sam, you got anything, man?
I do not.
All right. We'll wrap it up, guys. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at DWill2111. The show is at HoopBallGrizz. Sam.
Yo.
Don't slack over there. Where you at?
I know do what's what up. I want.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter, and it is SammyB1118, capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118.
All right, and don't forget, go check out the newest podcast here at HoopBall. It's HoopBall Gaming. Find them on Twitter. They're at HoopBall Gaming. And that's all we got. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Hey, guys.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.